All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, April 17th, 2017. What's going on? How are you? Happy Patriots Day, everybody. Massachusetts is kind of the only place that takes Patriots Day off. You know, they have the Boston Marathon. Right, they usually play a Red Sox game during the day for everybody who doesn't want to fucking run around or watch a bunch of skinny people running down the damn street shitting themselves on Heartbreak Hill. Every year somebody shits themselves in that race. You know that? Anytime there's a marathon, there's people that push themselves so hard that they literally shit themselves. As they're fucking running up the hill. You know those runners. They wear those little fucking nylon shorts and stuff. So there's nowhere for it to go. And these maniacs, they just keep running with shit going down the back of their legs like one of those fucking horses that carries, you know, drags the newlyweds around the park. You know, but even them, you know, they put the tail up. They fucking shoot it out. Always going in early with the shit jokes, everybody. Is this what it's going to be? Is it literally going to be a shit show? So whatever. Happy Patriots Day to everybody. I don't even know what Patriots Day is. You know, I don't think it's about the football team because it's not football season. It's just when we raise the banner. Patriots Day. Let's look it up, shall we, people? Patriots Day, hashtag what the fuck is it? Why does it automatically go to fucking Wikipedia? Even though I would have gone here. All right, then there's this Patriot Day, a film starring Mark Wahlberg. That's not what I was looking for. Fucking cocksuckers. I just don't understand. I had the worst day with my fucking phone. Like yesterday, I tried to update it. You know, and then it comes back on, and then you need all your fucking passwords. And no matter how much I type them in, the way they're supposed to be, it doesn't recognize it. Then it shuts down my phone. Then it's going, hola, bonjour, guten tag, in like 50 different fucking languages. And I haven't meditated in a month. I'm not going to lie to you. But if I hadn't meditated so much in the beginning part of the year, I would have broke my phone in half. I turned it sideways and I started to do it. I started to fucking break it. And I stopped. I did throw it at the couch into the cushions. And I also did throw my laptop into the, they were all into the cushions. Not overly, you know, it's funny. When I lifted up the laptop, I felt the pain of my rotator cuff, so I could only throw it so hard. It was really pathetic. It was a very pathetic display of anger. So, you know, I don't know. My phone's still fucking with me. You know, I'm trying to go into the goddamn Apple store here and they won't let me do it. I don't understand these, you know, Apple, everybody fucking loves this company. You know, can somebody please fucking explain to me why they're so hostile when it comes to any sort of customer support? Is there a fucking reason there's not a phone number? I can't talk to anybody. They're like, fuck you, here's our product. If it doesn't work, go fuck yourself. We're not responsible for anything. You don't know what we look like. You don't know where we are. Don't even talk to me about those fucking Apple stores. With the people walking around with the genius t-shirts. Give me a fucking break. Oh, that sound says somebody just came into my house. I hear it all the time, so I mean, Doesn't mean shit to me. Anyways, what if that was like an anger meter? You know, as I was getting up higher, it would ring and it would let me know to come back down again. You know, like an idiot light on some car that your engine's overheating. Anyways, fuck those Apple stores too. All right. Those are dead. It's all bullshit. You're talking to low-level people in the company. Nobody who's fucking designing these goddamn things that end up being fucked up is working at that store. You give them that stupid fucking shirt that says genius. It should say peon. And then what do they got to deal with? Fucking balding hotheads like me who come walking in going like, dude, where the fuck did all my music go? Where did you put it on the cloud? I don't want you to have my stuff. Fine. I should have never stopped getting CDs. All I know is everything's fucked up, okay? And so now I'm signing into shit on my laptop. My phone's talking to me going, hey, somebody's signing in on another device, and there's no place for me to say, yeah, I know, it's me. And then the laptop's doing the same thing. They're like, it's like David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen. It's like, you guys, you were great together. We had the band, and now you're fucking breaking up, and you're talking shit about each other. And don't even talk to me about those fucking numbers I'm supposed to punch in, because I did that too. I went into my settings. I fucking hit the stupid, whatever, clicked on my name, went into passwords, typed the fucking number that they just sent me into the thing, and they said they didn't recognize it, and then they freeze up my phone. Freeze up my phone like I'm working in the Pentagon or something. I'm some fucking general. I'm just some jerk off who wants to listen to some fucking hair metal from the 80s. Can't, you know, while I get on a treadmill. That's all I'm trying to do here. You know what it is? It's fucking, it's incestuous. You know how really rich people want to keep the money in their family, you know, so they just sort of, they sort of breed with the same five families. I've taught you this before. So it's why, you know, you look at the Kennedys. It's like they're good looking from the forehead down to like the mouth area, and then they smile and it's whoa, you know, starts looking like they should be playing a fucking banjo, you know. So it's the same thing with technology. Technology used to be a radio was a radio. Over there's my stereo. That over there is the dishwasher, right? Slash maid. Sorry, I was just thinking about the time I was talking about. And then you had your Walkmans, right? Then the Walkman also had a fucking radio, and a phone was a phone. And now they've all just been gangbanging, right? This big fucking Caligula fucking fisting technological, I don't know what. They're all the same goddamn thing now. Everything is just on those fucking things, and I don't know. It's ridiculous. So what I ended up doing, I started to, like, it was weird. Like, I had these strength signals sent from all the way to, like, my wrists. I didn't let it get to my hands. I felt the anger go, like, it's like the Hulk, right? The fucking, my arms turned green all the way down to my wrist, and I stopped myself from breaking it in half. But I have to tell, oh, God, that would have been such a great feeling. To just snap. There has to be YouTube videos of people snapping their fucking phones in half. What I did was I just said, fuck that phone, fuck the laptop. And I had a drum lesson. And I got in my truck and I just fucking drove over. And yeah, I can admit, you know what? It was kind of fucking nice not having a phone. You know, I wasn't looking at text messages while driving. I wasn't doing any of that type of shit. Trying to fucking scroll to the next goddamn song. None of that shit. I just was, I don't know, driving a car like I used to, talking to myself. And then I came back, calmed down. I tried it again. And about, I don't know, maybe the 17th attempt, I got it to work again. And I just got it, you know, as great as these are and my ability to communicate with you guys and everything like that, you know, I still would have been all right without these things. I could have made it the old-fashioned way as a comedian, where you just keep doing the clubs and doing the clubs. Then I do a guest spot on the Hollywood Squares right next to Paul Lind, you know, maybe do a fucking Tonight Show, and I just keep building up. I could have made it that way. I didn't need all this shit that these fucking YOLO douches, you know, selfies, and then the picture you take that it takes sort of a video, but it's a picture, but it's also a video. You know, these flying squirrel suits. I mean, I don't know. What is it? You just have to do shit that other people didn't do? Is that what it is? I don't fucking know. You know, back in the day, you know what it was? Back in the day, you fucking did the clubs until you built up enough of a following on your own that you headlined clubs, and then maybe you got an hour special then. You know? Now, if you're a middle act, you need an hour special to headline. Like, the whole thing is to, I just feel like this old man, like, this is not how it used to be. What's the deal with everything? All right, Patriots Day, everybody. Patriots Day, where is it? Patriots Day in Massachusetts and Wisconsin, and Patriots Day in Maine. Is an official state holiday commemorating the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord. Well, what the fuck does Maine and Wisconsin have to do with that? The first battles of the American Revolution. Or is Maine and Wisconsin the only other two fucking states that respect our holiday? The holiday was originally celebrated on April 19th, the actual anniversary of the battles fought in 1775. Since 1969, it has been observed on the third Monday in April in Massachusetts and in Maine. Dude, let's get a three-day weekend out of it. You know? Fuck the 19th. Just make sure it's on a Monday. It's also the first day of a vacation week for public schools in both states, and a school holiday for many local colleges and universities, both public and private. The day is a public school observance day in Wisconsin. Florida law also encourages people to celebrate it. Like, those fucking people needed an encouragement to celebrate anything else. They fucking celebrating like every day's Patriots Day. Fucking meth day. Though it is not treated as a public holiday. Observances and reenactments of battles occur. I remember going to one of those when I was a kid. I thought those people were cool as shit. Shooting the guns and pretending to die and all that stuff. I thought it was awesome. Then I got older and I was like, yeah, well, I mean, if that's what he's into. All right, the Boston Marathon is run on Patriots Day every fucking year. Therefore, sometimes the holiday is referred to as Marathon Monday. The Boston Red Sox have been scheduled to play at home in Fenway Park on Patriots Day every year since 1959. The games are postponed due to weather in 59, 61, 65, 67, and 84. Do I need all of this? All right, we got it. Okay, we got it. So that's what it is. It's commemorating the first battles of the American Revolutions in Lexington and in Concord. I thought Gettysburg was the first one. That wasn't the first one?
That was a Civil War? Oh, my God, shaking my head.
Shut up, you fucking Wikipedia reading cunt. Nobody gives a fuck about your war knowledge. Did you fight in it? Well, then shut up. All right? You know what's funny? Before I came in here, right? I was watching the Celtics lose. It's a fresh loss. I'm taping this Sunday night. Celtics loss to a giant Jamie Foxx and the Chicago Bulls. Dude, that Butler guy looks like Jamie Foxx circa like somewhere in the 90s in living color. And you know, fucking brutal game. Brutal game. But it was also, you know, with Isaiah losing his sister and stuff, it was kind of like the drama of the game was definitely just looked at. It's just a fucking game. Look what this guy's going through. But the Bulls, as much as they're in eighth seed, you know, let's go a little sports morning talk radio. I'll tell you, you know, these Chicago Bulls, as much as they're in eighth seed, they have a lot of veteran presence and in your experience. With your Dwayne Wade, with your Rondo, and yeah, it's not going to be an easy one. And then they got that Unabomber guy. Like, I don't know what the fuck that guy's deal is. You know what I mean? I think when I look at that guy, his do, the hairdo he has, and the fucking facial hair, I just hear his agent, you know, going like, dude, we've tried everything to get you a lucrative advertising contract. We got nothing. So, you know. Why don't you just be the crazy fucking hair and bearded face guy? Why don't we try that? Did the Birdman retire yet? You know? I used to get claustrophobic looking at that guy's fucking tattoos. They just kept going higher and higher. Like, literally, were choking him. Very colorful. Very Marvel comic. Yeah, so we lost. Whatever. Eh, fucking one game. You know, what are you going to do? I mean, we live and die, but we got one guy. We got fucking Isaiah Thomas. That's our guy. Okay? He's the fucking guy. We live and die by the threes. We don't get fucking offensive boards. And I'll tell you, you can get away with that in the regular season, but come playoff time, you know, you might get exposed. That's what I'm worried about. And the Bruins blew it. You blew it. We fucking blew game. We blew it. We fucking blew it. Game two. I think we forgot that there was a third period. We were all impressed with ourselves. You know, we scored three goals in the second period or something like that. Or two, something. We were up 3-8. We were up 3-1. Up 3-1. Everything's going good. And the cross-checking cunts that are the Ottawa Senators. Jesus Christ. If one Ottawa Senator fan bitched about the refereeing in that game, I saw one play like this fucking guy, he cross-checked the same guy twice right in front of the net. The guy went down twice, no call. It was like every fucking third cross-check that they would call. And then that color commentator was so pro-Ottawa, it was fucking ridiculous. That first one, he was trying to say that the goal was offsides. It's like, how the fuck can you tell that? He definitely seems like he moves his leg, but there's no way you can see from that shitty angle from nine. I love the NHL too. It's like they're gonna implement fucking replay, but then for whatever reason they're gonna have a camera on top of the goddamn arena. At least that's the feed we got. It's like, how the fuck can you tell if the guy's onside or not? I don't know. Might have been a good call, might have been a bad call. I had no idea. But the color commentator was convinced.
I thought they should have called that one back.
Oh, fuck you. Just go skate down the goddamn river and go get your fucking whatever the fuck you guys eat up there. So anyways, we'll see how that one goes. I'm basically hoping the same thing for the Bruins and the Celtics. I know we're not winning the championship in either fucking league. I'm just hoping we can go as far as we can, all right? Get some good playoff experience and build on that. That's what the fuck I'm looking for. That's it. That's all. Nothing crazy. You know, I didn't even look to see if... I know the Predators, they won that first game 1-0. A pitcher's duel. See what the fuck happened with them in game two. I know the fucking Rangers and the fucking Canadians were playing. What do we got here? What's going on? What's going on in the world of the NHL? Fucking Penguins. They're the team to beat, man. Fuck the Capitals. Till the Capitals do something. Ah, you fucking... Canadians won again. God, I hate those fucking bastards. They're not going to win shit, though. Blues take a 3-0 series over the Wild. What else do we got here? What's going on with the fuck? Come on, man. Can you just give me the fucking scores here? Oh, Pittsburgh wins in overtime. All right. Well, where's the rest of the scores? What happened yesterday? Chicago win? Should it be this difficult? Should you just go on the website and it's just all right there for mouth-breathing morons like me? Is this asking too much? Oh, I went the wrong way. Nashville won 5-0. Oh, my God. Anaheim's up 2-0. Nashville's up 2-0. Toronto beat Washington in overtime. Oh, no wonder I didn't hear from fucking Josh. Adam Myers. We lost in overtime. All right, let's fuck this page. I don't want to go back and relive this shit. So, that's what I did today. That's what I've been doing this weekend. Hanging out with my daughter, and I'm just watching playoffs. I watched that fucking F1 race in Bahrain, whatever the hell that one was at. I actually taped it this time. Had a great time watching that. And the Ferraris win again. Win again. What's his face won it? I didn't write down his name. One of those V guys won it. You know, Hamilton got fucking penalized 5 seconds for driving too slow, slowing up Ricardo. And then people were going like, hey, you know, I don't think he should have been penalized for fucking. Basically, what was happening was Mercedes was pitting both their cars at the same fucking time. You know? So the other guy's in there. The guy was not Nico Rosberg. He's in there. That Bottas guy, right? He's fucking sitting there. It's like when the jet pulls into the airport, you know, and you're all excited. You're 20 minutes fucking early, but then the guy gets on. Ah, it's Captain speaking.
As you can see, we arrived about 11 minutes early. Unfortunately, our gate is still occupied, so... Well, it doesn't make a difference if we get here early or not. We're still going to pull up to the jetway at the same time, so... Just sit back, relax, here's more information. I'm going to let you know, enjoy the tarmac.
Right? Same fucking thing, okay? So this fucking guy, sorry, that went on way too long. I was just trying to remember the names of the airport shit, right? So here's the other guy's already sitting there, all right? That Boutros Bali guy's already fucking sitting there. So he's pulling into the pits. He knows he can't go there, so he starts slowing the fuck down, you know, causing the other fucking guy, Ricardo, his spot's open. It's like, dude, get the fuck out of the way, you know? At least that's the way the officials saw it. But I actually agree with the officials because Lewis Hamilton I haven't watched too much, but I think he's like that level competitive. Well, he will pull like little cunty moves like that, and I think that's why he got penalized. You know, because you know it's like when Marchand got busted with the fucking the stick to the balls. You know what I mean? You're gonna get suspended because we know the other shit you've done. So I think Lewis Hamilton gets the same fucking treatment. Anyways, congratulations to Sebastian Vettel and the Ferrari teams. This has been great. Three races. Ferrari wins one. Mercedes wins the other. Now Ferrari wins the third one. I like it. It's going to be a nice back and forth. Sebastian Vettel leads fucking Lewis Hamilton by 7 championship points, 68 to 61. I'm telling you guys, get into it. It's like 57 laps. It's a great fucking time. Go see what the Illuminati does with their money. It's a phenomenal goddamn sport. It's already way better than last year, where it was just fucking the Mercedes. It was a race to the first turn, and then that was it. It was over. Been very, very happy with it this year. So anyways, what else did I do this weekend? Oh, I've been working out like a fucking maniac. I actually got on the scale, said 174. You know, I got some acting work this week. I'd like to be about 172. You know, that's the weight I kind of need to be around. So I don't look like a big-headed fucking jackass, you know? Shout out to all you actresses out there who think only women deal with that. It's so hard as a woman. Shut up. Shut up. You're in a movie. Shut up. That's like, you know, I can't be too loud. My daughter's sleeping, but my wife was watching that Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and they were having a tough moment in their family, you know? And they were all sitting there just, you know, it just seems like it's one thing after another, and I know a lot of families deal with that, but just it's been really hard. And as they're saying this, they're sitting in a private jet being filmed for a television show on their way to New York City. And they're all sitting there with these sad pound puppy looks on their faces. I don't give a fuck if I was going to my own funeral. If I was on a private jet to fucking New York City, I would be getting shit-faced. The pilots would love me. You know, I would never disrupt what they're doing up there. I would be like, I'm fucking tipping you guys, right? Sitting there all sad. It's just hard because, you know, with everything that happened last year, to then come into this year and have more hard things to be happening, it's just really hard. I would love to take that clip, you know, and show it to people who actually really have problems. Do a reaction video. You know, whoever sewed together their fucking clothes. And I'm guilty of it, too. Everything I fucking wear is made in a sweatshop. I actually tried one time. There was a website called No Sweat. I don't know if it still exists. And they made all these clothes. None of it was sweatshop labor. And I looked at all the clothes, and none of it was cool clothes. And I was like, wow. I want to do the right thing, but I can't wear that shit. All my friends are going to make fun of me. So I put my own insecurity ahead of fucking people working for sweatshop labor prices. I don't know. I just know it's just really hard sometimes, even if you are in a private jet on your way to New York City, drinking champagne. They weren't even drinking champagne. They were just sitting there looking sad with their big fucking brown Kardashian eyes. You know what they look like? One of those fucking creepy paintings, you know, they make of kids. Remember that artist that just had those giant fucking eyes? That was like his thing. They had these giant fucking creepy eyes. I got to look this shit up. This guy actually made a ton of money. They were considered cute in like the 70s, and I always fucking hated him. Always hated him. Oh, by the way, if you're wondering how the point system works in F1, you get 25 points if you come in first, and you get points all the way down to 10th place. It goes 25, like 15, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 1. I believe that's how it goes. And then everybody else can go fuck themselves. By the way, how funny was it in that guy driving for the Hondas just bitching over the radio about what a piece of shit his car was? He sounded like me in high school, except he's driving a fucking Formula One race car. He said, this is the most underpowered race car I've ever driven in my life. They're all sitting like, guy, dude, not on the radio. And then they cut into his car and it says Honda on the side of it. Anyways, it was a really fascinating race because they were somewhere in the Middle East and they were worried about sand blowing onto the track, which could chew up the tires and obviously fuck with the traction. I don't know. The more I get into it, the more I like it. What the fuck was I looking at? Okay, creepy, big-eyed kids, paintings, 70s. This is how I search for shit. I bet I get it. Come on. The big-eyed children, the extraordinary story of an epic art fraud. No, that's not them. Why does every art gallery have that older white woman with the really short hair, like a boy's haircut, but it's like stylized, you know, like she sings in Oasis or some shit? Vintage. Oh, there it is. Is this it? No, that's not them. I guess everybody does the big-eyed thing. What the big eyes? What the fuck was that thing called? Wasn't it called like Love Is? That's not it. Wow, a lot of people are with the big-eyed kids. Are big-eyed kids in? You fucking big-eyed kid. Love Is dot, dot, dot. Big eyes. Let's see if that works. All right, I give up. I fucking give up. Now they're showing me a picture of SpongeBob SquarePants freaking out on some drugs. Do you guys know the ones I was talking about? They had little bodies. They had giant heads. And they had these big fucking eyes. These little pink fucking arms and shit. They were creepy as shit. And everybody thought they were so goddamn cute. I was a dumb kid, though. Do you know every time I walked into a Photoshop back then, and they'd have picture frames, and then they would already have like a picture in it? Like, I thought that you were buying that picture. And my mother one time was looking at picture frames. I was like, why would you want that one? I mean, whose kids are those? And she just laughed. She just laughed at me. She goes, no, you take it out and then you put your picture in there. I was like, oh. Now that I have a kid, I can't imagine. Like, that's got to be a terrifying moment. Like, oh my God, is my kid going to be homeless? How fucking, you know, come home, you look at you. Like, that dumbness was not in me. You know, you come home, you look at your spouse. That's you. You did that. That's your strand of fucking DNA. Messing up my 50%. Thank you very much. All right, let me read a little bit of advertising here for the week. That's going to drive me nuts, those big-eyed fucking kids. All right, Wink. When you have a great glass of wine, it enhances the moment. Yeah, it's called getting shit-faced. Whether you're reflecting on the day or with someone you love, Wink understands this. It's why they started their company. To give you access to exceptional wines from around the world. So you have more of those moments. I just picture them smash cutting to people's shit face, yelling at their kids. I said, go to bed. Just go to TryWink, WINC.com, spelled TRYWINC.com. Whiskey, India, November, Charlie.com. Take a brief palate profile quiz. And Wink will recommend distinct and interesting wines, actually customized to your palate, to be shipped directly to your door every month. Why do people who drink wine think they're so fucking smart? Customized for your palate. You're getting shit-faced. You're drinking like a pirate. None of your time is wasted fitting in a run to the store or on your way home from work or on your way to an event or a gathering. No more time spent guessing what you might like. Because Wink bases the wines they send you on your taste preferences. Wink will even introduce you to new, rare, and custom wines that are not available anywhere else and tell you the story behind each one. All right, here's the story in this one. It's not approved by the FDA, and somebody made it in the sink. All right, but it will get you fucking shit, bitch. Join for free. Skip any month, cancel any time, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So you never pay for a bottle you don't like. And right now, Wink is offering listeners $20 off your first order when you go to trywink.com/burr. They'll even cover the cost of shipping. That's TryWink, spelled TryWinc.com/burr to get $20 off your first order now. Plus, complimentary shipping. That's TryWinc.com/burr. Now, you realize the loophole in there is that if you're not 100% satisfied, you never have to pay for a bottle you don't like. So what you do is you order like 10 bottles, okay? You take a glass from each one and be like, yeah, I didn't like that. Didn't like that one either. Get to the 10th one. Yeah, all these bottles suck. Give me 10 more. All right? I am not 100% satisfied. All right, MeUndies. Oh, ba-doot-doot-doot. MeUndies, drinking your fucking wine. Do-doot-doot-doot. MeUndies. It's nice and soft on your behind. When you drink wine, you're such a cunt. You think you're smart. No, you're not. I couldn't think of anything that fucking rhymed. Because I'm a fucking moron, yeah. With velvet ball stuff. Velvet stuff up against my balls. MeUndies, everybody. Elevate your underwear game to the next level with MeUndies. You've perfected your wardrobe. But what about the stuff not everybody gets to see? If you've been settling for store-bought underwear, 5-packs, I have something that will change your life for the better. MeUndies. What's the first thing you put on, the last thing you take off? Huh? That's right. It's your underwear. Make your most important piece of clothing the best it can be with MeUndies. Sometimes it's your t-shirt, though, right? You know, you just fucking grab your sweatpants and your undies. You just take them off. Then you're standing there with a t-shirt, you know, and your fucking socks on. You get the shower going. Your wife walks in. She starts laughing at you. You know, you never did that? Follow up. What is MeUndies? Oh, just seriously soft, feel-good undies delivered right to your fucking door. I want to meet that guy. What do you do? I deliver underwear to men. You know? Just always got along with people. Takes a special personality. Oh, shut up, Bill. MeUndies are designed in L.A. and or was that Los Angeles, Louisiana? We don't know. And made from sustainably sourced micro-modal, a fabric 3 times softer than cotton. MeUndies, softer than soft, luxury undies come in an ever-changing selection of classic colors. Bold shades right around the shaft of your dick, and adventurous patterns so you can tailor your undies to your own personal style. You want a giraffe next to your nuts? How about a sunflower? Guess what? This is what they do. You can save time and money each month with a monthly subscription. And if you're not ready for a subscription, that's okay. You can still save. That's because MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first pair. Just use our special URL, MeUndies.com/burr, and get 20% off your first pair. So go ahead, revamp your underwear drawer. You deserve it. Throw out those shit stains, those skid marked undies. Huh? Once again, that's MeUndies.com/burr. MeUndies.com/burr. How many more of these fucking things I got to read? 2 more. You want me to read these 2 now? You want to hear the story about me trying to make fucking dumplings? Let's talk about that. Hey, any fucking Asians out there? Any Asians listen to this podcast? Anybody from the Far East migrated over here? Maybe a second generation, or maybe your family's like old school and they kept the tradition going, so you know how to make fucking dumplings. I love dumplings. All right. I'm like Oprah right now. I love dumplings. I fucking love dumplings. And I told you the story of when I was in Singapore and I was on my way to Hong Kong and I was in the fucking airport lounge and that cunt ate all the fucking dumplings. I swear to God, I don't know how his belly wasn't hanging over his pants. He's this little skinny motherfucker. It was like he was a competitive eater. They kept bringing him out in like groups of like 14, and this fucking guy would eat like 11 of them. It's like he was flying around the world, and there was going to be no food in the goddamn plane. So, the best dumplings I ever fucking had, I was in Hong Kong. I went to some dim sum shit. Oh, I don't know what the hell it was, but it is a fucking art form over there. But I'll tell you, here in America, they still do a great job with the dumplings. The pot stickers, I love them. All right. I told you guys a while ago, I was, you know, I wanted to get outside my palate, and I never cooked with any of the Asian shit, even though I love it. Right. So I decided that I'm going to try to make these fucking dumplings. Right. So, of course, I don't have any of the ingredients I need other than the flour, hot water, sugar, salt. What the fuck else did I have? And of course, I had some of that with a soy sauce. I had that, but everything else I didn't have. I didn't have anything else. So I go to the white grocery store. Right. I go to their little Asian section. That's right next to the Mexican section. That's a little bit bigger. And then everything else is just for Northern Europeans. I mean, that's a white grocery store. That's what it's like. Okay? So I say to the guy, you got any of this fucking chili sauce? Do you have any of the dark soy sauce? And, you know, I actually asked an Asian dude that worked at the fish counter. And he was like, nah, man, they don't have that shit here. And I was like, do you know where I can get it? And he was like, no. I mean, I don't know where you live. And I was like, all right, sorry. So I ended up going to whatever. Was it Koreatown? Thai town? I don't know what the fuck it was. I went into this grocery store and I come walking. Whole new fucking world. All these fucking noodles, all of this shit I'm looking at going, that's the stuff when I order. There it is right there, right? So I'm looking for my stuff. I needed like corn flour. And they didn't have any. So when I went to the Thai grocery store, I was looking for it, and there was this Asian lady there with their mother, and she sees me, the fucking white dude, old round eye here, looking at the shit, trying to figure stuff out. She starts laughing. She goes, what are you trying to make? And then I laughed. I said, I'm going to try to make dumplings. She goes, all right, what do you need? And I said, I'm trying to find corn flour. And she goes, oh, you know, it's just, you know, since she talks to her mother, they're fucking, you know, this is the real deal shit, you know, bilingual shit going down, and they're trying to help me find the corn flour. They couldn't, so they found this other shit and that was close to it. And we were like, I don't know if you can use that. So I was like, ah, fuck it. Maybe I got to go to Chinatown. I have no fucking idea. So I thank them, and they say good luck, and I leave. Then I'm standing up at the register, and it was hilarious. That same woman came up to me, and this is what she says to me. This is like a minute later. She goes, excuse me. She goes, were you the guy I was just talking to? And immediately I'm like, oh, my God, we all look alike to him. So I laugh and I go, yeah. And she goes, I just Googled it. You can use this as a substitute. She took the time out to Google it. I was like, you know what? You're awesome. She said, no worries. I said, all right, see you later. So now I got a new grocery store to go to. So I come home. So I go to the meat store. I get my fucking pork and all that shit. I get my ginger, right? All the shit that I'm going to put in there. So I go to make this. Making the filling was fucking easy. My bok choy, fucking cutting up the green onions, all of that. It's smelling right. It's looking right. Everything's going good. Then I go to do the fucking dough, and God damn it, that was a motherfucker. Not mixing it up. Mixing it up was easy, but like just trying to make them into a round circle was, that was not easy. Forget about folding them up. And so whatever, I put a little oil in the pan. It took me forever. It took me like 2 hours to do this whole thing. And I was talking to somebody else who married into an Asian family. It was just like, oh man, he goes, when they do it, they fucking, how quickly, you know, they can fucking get the dumpling together and fold it up and make it look right. It's like magic, you know. And I'm sitting there all clumsy trying to get the thing together, and it took me like 2 hours to get the whole thing together. And for whatever reason, this fucking recipe, I had like, how many did I have? I had like fucking like 40 of them. I almost quit like 15 times, just going like, how many times could I have ordered dumplings from the people that invented them that know what the fuck they're doing? But I plowed ahead, right? So I get the oil in the pan and I just follow the thing. You know, when they get nice and golden brown, then you pour your water in, you put the lid on them, and you steam them. When the water's gone, they're done. And I got to tell you, they were ugly. On a scale of 1 to 10, they were a strong 6. Did not look good. Too many different sizes, even though the ladies on the video showed me how to do it. I still fucked that up. And then, you know, I'm the worst. I have to stop fucking doing this because I always go to Nia like, was it good? How does it taste? Is it good? And the second she knows I want approval, she turns into fucking Simon Cowell. She was just like, oh, you know, they're You know, it's like, and I even say, I go, listen, I know these aren't great for a first attempt. That's pretty good, right? I like, you know, insecure fucking guy that I am. I need a little, just give me a little fucking feedback. Comedian. That's why I like stand up. Huh? Do you guys like it? Ha ha ha. We liked it. Dead silence. All right. I get it. All right. How about this one? Now, do you like me? Do you like me again? You know, that's how I live my life. I live moment to fucking moment, not in a Zen way, just in a completely insecure way. Right. So she's not giving it up. And I go, so, you know, what's up? She goes, there's something, I don't know. The dough is just not, you know, she's clearly just opening them up and just eating the middle out of them. I go, too, like, sticky? She goes, no, that's not the word. And immediately I'm just like, oh, God, I just want to fucking just, yeah. Gummy? Is that the word? Yeah, sticky, gummy. You want a thesaurus? However you say that fucking word? So this is what happened is, you know, I learned from the chef that you got to be, you know, tasting your food. Forever, I used to cook and I wouldn't be tasting. So I was tasting them the whole fucking way. And the chef told me, you know, by the time it's done, you're not going to want any because you've tasted so much of it. So I'd already had so many fucking dumplings. The time I got it, like, I was almost a little sick. And I fucking ate them. And I knew that they weren't right. But I definitely had a good time. I think I would quarter that recipe. So I only make, like, fucking 8 of them. Then I could have fun. And I could actually, like, take my time. Rather than, dude, it was like, I swear to God, it was so perfect that I did it during tax time because that's what it felt like, you know, when you get all your receipts all laid out. I had all these little balls of fucking flour. But, dude, this morning, like, I didn't even clean up. I went downstairs and I was just like, I ate dumplings and I had a fucking scotch. I was doing so well on my diet. The next day I fucking woke up, looked like a starving child with like a distended belly, you know, if that starving child was an alcoholic. And, So I came upstairs and just the smell of that fucking soy sauce and all that shit after all those dumplings I fucking ate. And I swear to God, I actually have a newfound respect for that son of a bitch that ate all those dumplings in Singapore. I don't know what the fuck that guy's stomach is made out of, but dude, you can't eat all of that dough. So then, of course, eating like that kind of threw me off my diet. Went to this fucking great cookout today and I, you know, I ate well, but not well, if you know what I mean. So who knows? Whatever. I'm doing well. I'm doing well with the diet. I'm still going in the right direction. Okay. I've shaved off about 8 pounds off of the fucking Christmas ham here. Old Billy's going to be able to fit in his suits in about another 5 pounds. Get down to like 170, 171. That's it. Then I'm going to try on that suit again. You know why? Because I'm not a quitter. All right. I hung in there with the dumplings. I'm not going to fucking go down to the, I'm not going to be that guy. I told you guys that I'm not going to be the guy that goes down to the dry cleaners and has his fucking suits let out sitting there with your fucking shoulders slumped. All right. And if you're in that right now, if you're doing that right now, you got to keep one fucking suit. Okay. That you don't do that to. And I would make it your favorite fucking suit. The one you look the best in. That's it. You're going to have your fat suits. You're literally wearing a fat suit like fucking Eddie Murphy in The Clumps. Except when they say cut, you know, in the end of the day, they can't remove it. What are you doing? Get on a fucking treadmill. All right. Dollar Shave Club, everybody. Buying a razor. It's a lot like buying a car, except it's way cheaper. To get smooth luxury quality, you have to pay a huge price. And that means you're paying mostly for splashy marketing and features you don't actually need. Switch to Dollar Shave Club. It's the smarter choice. Luxury quality at an economy price. Dollar Shave Club's razors are amazing quality. They've got the shave technology you need and none of that overpriced gimmicky shit you don't. Have you seen the ad for the razors? Monopoly's newest razor thing. It's like a 24-blade swivel pivot robot razor with a laser pointer. Every year, they make a tiny change to the razor, and then try to convince you it's totally new, and you need to spend even more for it, and then the new blades don't fit your old fucking handle, all that Steve Jobs shit. Join Dollar Shave Club and be done with all of that. There's never been a better time to give them a shot. Right now, you can get the first month of their amazing razors for only $1, including free shipping. And after that, it's just a few bucks a month. There's no long-term commitments. Relax. No hidden fees. You can cancel whenever you want. Get your first month for just a buck at dollarshaveclub.com/burr. That's dollarshaveclub.com/burr. One more read. Oh, and it's nice and quick. Stamps.com. These people get it, man. They got a nice, quick copy. I use Stamps.com to send out any of my posters anytime I'm whoring myself out after my shows. If I can figure it out, so can you. Stamps saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business or just sit there and stare at the wall drinking your favorite bourbon. I can mail any letter, any package using my computer and my printer, and the mailman comes by and picks it up. Avoid the hassle, man, of going to the post office and mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. Stamps.com will even help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. No need to lease an expensive postage meter. Right now, here we go, the big finale. You can enjoy the stamp service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without a long-term commitment. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Burr. That's Stamps.com. Enter Burr. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again unless you're one of those weirdos that collects stamps. All right. Let's get to some of the fucking questions here for the week, shall we? Shall we? The lovely knee, everybody. Is my food here?
Oh, yeah. It's been here.
It's been here. What did I order again?
A salad with chicken, because you're on a diet.
Yes. Everybody knows. I was talking to you about your cold, calculated review of my dumplings.
What are you talking about?
You know how you do. Hey, sweetie. What's up, buddy? You just woke up. Look at that smile. Mwah. Oh, she's... You know what? I know I'm biased, but we got one cute ass kid.
You made dumplings.
See, this is what I'm talking about. It's so cold. Yes, you made dumplings.
You tried. I mean, you made it. I don't mean you tried. You did make it.
No, you can't. This is you can't give it up ever.
I
look how hard this is for you.
Give it up. You know, I feel like I'm very honest with you is what it is, because I respect you. So,
ooh, you're going to turn this around. That was a nice little flippy do that you did there.
Because I respect you, I'm going to be honest with you. If I didn't respect you, I would just be like, oh, yeah, everything you do is amazing. Well, wait, that didn't come out right either. What I'm trying to say is, I think that you put forth a great effort.
I'm just going to let you keep talking your way down this fucking well.
I'm done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what I realize? I respect you, too.
What does that mean?
It means I'm going to start being as honest as you are. That's what I'm going to do.
What is it exactly that you're upset with me about?
Because you can't just be like, you know, they're all right. They're not great. That would be perfect. But you have to be like, there's something with the dough. And I was just like, is it sticky? You're like, that's not the word. Just let me just put two behind my ear and I'll move on to the next fucking meal. Then you had to finally just be like, gummy? Is that the word? That's what.
And then you said what gummy means. You can like blow bubbles with it. And I just couldn't even say anything, because if I said anything, I would start laughing, because obviously I don't mean that you can blow bubbles with it.
I know. You're a tough one. You're a tough one. It's tough to get a compliment out of you.
I don't feel like dumplings are oh so easy to make. You know what I mean? It was your first try. They looked amazing. The filling was good. Just the dough part was...
Yeah, the dough part was definitely off. I think I like overcooked it, I think. Okay. I'm not sure. But I'm just saying, you have like... You have this like... You just take out the sickle when it's coming. You turn it like an Olympic judge. Uh-huh. To be like... You could be like, yeah, I mean, not the best, but you know, you'll get them on the next one. Give me a little pat on the fucking head. Okay. You're just like, nope.
Okay.
These are not good. Okay. Have a nice evening. I will see you in the morning.
Okay, well then All right. I'll take this opportunity.
You won't. I've been talking to you about this for 14 years.
To be better.
Hey, buddy. Oh, can I take a bite out of this? Huh? Why can't you stay this age forever? Just be this big, big ball of cute we carry around.
Yeah.
Huh? She's got a mischievous look on her face.
Yeah.
Huh? You gonna be toughy tonight? Like last night?
Oh, last night.
Yeah.
Last night was a rough one.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was a rough one. All right, let me finish this up here so I can go eat my cold fish or chicken or whatever I ordered.
Chicken.
All right.
I thought you were almost done. That's why I came in here.
No, I'm not. And you're way off the mic. We've probably been annoying the shit out of people for the last 5 minutes. Okay.
Okay. I'm out of here.
All right.
You're out of here. Say bye,
Jack. Hey, Nia, that dress is... I mean, it's a dress. You're wearing it. And I can't even do it to you. You look great.
Thank
Asshole.
You.
Get out of here. All right. Wagon. Please read. Please read. Hey there, Billy Baby Wipe. Hey, that's the first kid one. All right. I heard the email you read a couple weeks ago about the older guy who was wondering if it was worth it to lay off the booze and reconnect with his family. I can tell you I wasn't as bad as that guy, but it made me realize I could be a better person. I quit boozing 2 days after I heard his story. I called my brother and I started a dialogue I should have started 8 years ago. I used to listen to you talk about booze and think it was an excuse to keep boozing, not placing the blame on you. I'm a moron. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know you, so I wouldn't think that you were trying to blame me. I wouldn't accept the blame either. But then I realized you don't drink all day, every day, and that you have a full career and a kid and a wife. I have a plumbing and heating job and a terrier. I still smoke weed because it helps with my arthritis, which is actually very severe and prevents me from doing things. Just picturing you jerking off. God damn it. I can't sustain it. It prevents me from doing things like running and lifting comfortably. The call to my brother initiated. Well, I bet taking all that booze out of your system will probably help out. I don't think boozing is good for your joints. Is it all that sugar? I don't know. I always just repeat shit that I half listen to. I'm sorry. The call to my brother initiated his inviting me to Easter. Nice. The first holiday I will spend with my family in almost 9 years. Thanks and go fuck yourself. All right. Well, I don't know what you're thanking me for. You did it. I don't know that I said anything. By the way, my wife was watching Dr. Phil, and they had this fucking guy on there. It was one of the most fucked up things I've ever seen on TV. This guy was basically going on the internet. He was into conspiracy theory, and he lost his job, and he got into this meditating thing, and he said he had reached this spiritual plane of constant meditation, and he couldn't explain it to anybody around him, like his wife, and Dr. Phil's trying to talk to the guy, and he goes... And he just kept going like, so what are you trying? You're meditating. You're on the internet. You're meditating. And then the guy just kept taking this arrogant like line with him going, yeah, see, once again, I mean, you'd have to read up. I mean, I can't just explain this to you. I can send you links on to try to get to my level, basically, of higher thinking. And then Dr. Phil's like, don't talk down to me. Okay, first of all, you don't know me. I'm one of the most open-minded people you're ever going to meet. First of all, who the fuck says that about themselves? I'm one of the greatest people I've ever met, right? So long story short, they bring in Deepak Chopra, all right? Another whore of spirituality, you know? But he's a whore of psychology. And this fucking jerk-off comes in with these fucking bright red sneakers on and sits down next to this guy. And the guy's freaking out because he feels like he's on the same plane as this guy. And then he proceeds to basically say that this guy is abandoning his family. He picked his words carefully. I will say that about old fucking Deepak. D to the motherfucking Chopra. He basically picked his words carefully. But in the end, he said to Dr. Phil that he feels this guy is bipolar. This fucking poor bastard found out that he was bipolar on national television. Like, oh. And that guy fucking sits there and acts like he's helping people. Basically, you're bipolar. You're not reaching a higher spiritual plane as much as you are experiencing a manic episode. Yeah, just doing that Judge Judy shit where he's talking all tough to the... Two minutes into it, I was like, this guy needs some serious psychological help, and I don't know shit. Fucking Deepak coming out, making this face. I'm trying to think who the fuck he looks like. I don't know what... He looks like Liberace. whatever nationality, what is he? Is he Indian? He's like, if India had a Liberace, this would they ever do the fucking Michael Douglas, Matt Damon version of Liberace, if they do it in some Bollywood thing? You gotta cast that guy. And I love that he was just available too. Does he live out in Hollywood? All right. Anyways, I have no fucking idea. I don't know anymore. You know, one of my favorite things too is, as my wife is on Instagram. And Instagram's a pain in the ass because if you're not on it, you can't look at the photos and shit. And I just can't join another social media site. But one of my favorite fucking things are those people who take up pictures of themselves in their amazing bodies after they work out. And rather than just in saying, don't I look fucking amazing, they actually act like they're trying to motivate you, you know? Like hashtag reach your goals. hashtag putting that work in. I've just become an old man now, and I don't understand younger people. I just don't understand, like, the level of douche chills that you would take a picture of yourself while you're working out, you know, under the guise that you're trying to motivate people. You know, like, this isn't about me, guys. This is in my 8-pack. This is about you. I try to inspire people with my beauty. That's why I don't believe in Christ. When I just see moments like that, it's just like, what is God waiting for? When are you going to send this dude back? Like, how bad does it have to get? You know, in a way, I almost blame God at this point. It's like, you're enabling us. How long are you going to keep letting us have the intelligence to invent these devices to further disappear up our own assholes? As I sit in a podcast talking to myself for a fucking hour. Oh, Jesus. I swear to God, every time I think I'm making a point, I just realize what a fucking hypocrite I am. All right, little girl statue in Syria. Okay, this sounds like clickbait. You know, when you see little girl finds a statue in Syria, what she does next will shock you. And, you know, you click on it and there's one photo and 87 ads. Fuck all of those sites. All right. Bill, for days, people flooded Facebook in praise of the little girl statue they placed in front of the Wall Street Bull. Everybody, mostly women and social justice warriors, went on about resisting and how powerful the statue was. I choose to fight. It turns out the little girl statue was put up by a media/marketing company that has zero interest in doing anything but creating a buzz for themselves. That's not all. The bull itself was a piece of art erected by an independent artist. It was panned by Wall Street and they wanted it removed. The people kept it there. Everyone is a sucker. Whatever that means. KONY 2012. I cited a source below, unless the rest of the twats on Facebook. I think you skipped some words here. Sorry for the stomach growling. Also, that white hat documentary that went everywhere about the group of volunteers that came to the aid of Syrian chemical weapons victims was part of a huge agenda to make America mad at the Syrian regime. International reporters are questioning the source of those weapons. Some think it was even... It wasn't even the Syrian government. We're all fucked. Love you. Love Nia. Congrats on the little lady. Yeah, I believe all that type of shit. I believe that type of shit. I don't know about any of that type of stuff, but I definitely believe that they show images to make us fucking upset about stuff, you know? seems very easy to defeat terrorism to me. All you do is just embrace the electric cars. Just make everything electric. We stop buying oil from those guys. They don't have any money. They go bankrupt. And next thing you know, they can't afford anything but rocks. We're not over there. They gradually forget about us. They go back to arguing with one another. And we just slowly back away. Why don't we just do that? You know why? Because there's no money in that. That's what I think. But what do I know? All right. Terrified of a threesome. Can I click on this link up here? What is this link this person sent me? I don't know why. Oh, I know why, because I don't have it. I got to click on it when it's in the email. When it's in the email. Now, how do I find where the fucking email is? Live reads. Boom. I go to that. Click on inbox. Retrace all my steps. Go to the content. Scroll down. Click on the link. Wait for it to open. It is now trying to load. All right, I'll get back to that in a minute. In the meantime, terrified of a threesome. Hey, parentheses, insert cheap redhead insult here. Huge fan, love your stand-up and efforts for family. Thank you. I'm a 21-year-old college student who has a girlfriend that is bisexual and beautiful as well. God bless you. Woo! God bless you, sir. God bless you. There's no way you don't believe in God, man. God bless you. We've talked about asking girls to join us in bed and are finally getting ready to have it happen. The girl that's joining us is a girl that the both of us have gotten with in the past at different times. Ah, this is perfect. The only problem is that I get freaked the fuck out when I think about this happening. Both of the women involved are hot and experienced, which is what scares me. I'm not that astounding looking of a guy. Not that well endowed as far as my dick goes and not experienced at all. Are you going to talk yourself out of this, dude? And not experienced at all compared to these girls. How do I get past my fears and relax enough to be into what's happening and make sure I make it worthwhile for both these ladies? Thanks. And go fuck yourself. Dude, do not fuck this up. Okay? The only way you can fuck this up is to not show up. Just show up. And let nature take over, okay? It's all right to be freaked out. You're 21 years old. You got two fucking smoking hot chicks want to fucking bang you at the same time. That's a lot. That's rock star shit. I don't know what you do for a living, but I'm guessing you're not a fucking rock star. So, yeah, this is fucking great. This is a great goddamn thing. You know, and if you want to, I just tell your girlfriend. Just be like, yeah, I'm excited and I'm got to be honest. I'm a little nervous. You guys are both so, but just keep painting about because they're so beautiful and all things. She'll be like, don't worry, relax. Just follow my lead. Just do that. Just be open and honest about it. But don't take it to the fucking point that you're like, don't say all that other shit. You know, I'm not the best looking guy. I could have had a bigger dick. Then she's going to think, well, what the fuck am I doing this with you for? Don't go that far. All right? Here's the thing, dude. You're definitely good looking enough. You definitely got a big enough dick or none of this shit would be happening. Right? Okay? You got called up to the show. Okay? Get up to the plate and swing out of your fucking cleats. I would let them start. Let them start and then you just kind of fucking, you know, work your way in. That's all. Just start making out with both of them. That's it. Get some fucking, I don't know. I don't, just please, please, dude. Please. For the someday 48-year-old you who'll probably be doing a podcast by himself. Okay. Please don't fuck this up. Okay. Do not talk yourself out of this. You're getting in your fucking head. All right. You've already gotten with both of them. She obviously likes your dick. She's coming back for more. Your girlfriend's still there. This is something else, dude. And this is a great experience for you to push past all that fucking low self-esteem. All right? So man the fuck up. Have a great time. Follow up email, please. All right. My girl loves me too much. Aww. But I can't love myself at all. All right. Hey, Billy Moose Knuckle. I always forget what that is. I know what a camel toe is. I don't know what a moose knuckle is. I'm a 22. Is that a Canadian camel toe? I don't know. I'm a 22-year-old college student, and I've been with my girlfriend for about a year now. Things have been great. Only problem is that she's got the tendency to tell me I love you, or you're so important to me, or I adore you at least 15 times a day without any lead up. Oh, yeah. That's creepy. She just does it out of the blue. I guess it's nice to hear, but after a point, it makes me wonder if she has some underlying issue. I'm the first boyfriend, and she's still shocked, even after dating for a year, that someone finds her attractive. Sorry, hiccups are coming. On top of all this, she gets weird and passive-aggressive when I suggest I have a night to myself, saying things like, I guess I'll stay home alone, or I'll just eat leftover soup and watch the Food Network. This shit kills me, and I usually cave and come over. I'm an introvert at heart and need my time alone to recharge and study or read my favorite books. When we're together, we mostly watch movies, talk about school, or fuck, which is fine, but I need to be alone once in a while. I have too much empathy, and I'm a pushover, which doesn't help anything. I need some advice. Do you think she has an attachment problem, or is it something else? Thanks, and go fuck yourself. I would just work on your end of it. Whatever her issue is, it might come to a head when you just say, listen, no, I just need alone time sometimes. You know? And let her pout and do whatever the fuck she wants to do. And eventually she'll accept that about you. Or she'll tell you why she's too insecure to not spend the night, you know, spend a night alone. Or she'll flip the fuck out. And you'll be like, wow, I'm not with the right person. But I can tell you this. Not doing what you want to do in a relationship is the quickest way to poison the water. Okay? And I don't mean just going out and fucking around and doing all shit like that. But I mean like, you know, if you don't like going to brunch, you have to tell them you don't like going to brunch. Now, you still have to go to some brunches, but you're not going to be going to them all the time. All right? To not tell her that you're an introvert at heart and you need your time alone to recharge and study and all that type of shit, read your favorite books, you know? She has to respect that about you, and you got to respect that about you, okay? Stop giving in to what the fuck she wants. What you having a night alone every once in a while is not a crazy request, okay? And I would do that first and see how she reacts. And you might get to the bottom of why she has to say, I love you and I adore you and all of that shit 50 times a fucking day. Probably because she's probably terrified that it's not going to end well. You know, if she's never had another boyfriend, I'm guessing she's around your age. Maybe that gave her some sort of complex. I don't fucking know. This is something for you guys to work out. But I got to tell you this right now. If you need alone time, you got to tell her that, or else you're going to end up resenting her and the whole relationship is going to gradually start its fucking downward spiral. And that's it. And it crashes and burns right in a fucking cornfield. Okay, that's it. That's the podcast for this week. Is that everything that I wanted to talk about? I got Boise, Idaho coming up this weekend. Yes, next weekend. I'll be out there with Rose Bowl tailgate legend and Puck Off host, All Things Comedy Network podcaster, Joe Bartnick. We're going to have a great time when we're up there. That is all. Go fuck yourselves, and I'll check in on you on Thursday.